Well, Peter, I would have been more than happy to sit down with the union membership and let them know what my vision for the police department was. I didn't get that opportunity, unfortunately. You got to wonder what a union endorsement is worth if only one candidate is interviewed. It seems like it's locked in early on, and I know I've had a lot of rank and file officers give me a call and want to discuss things at the police department, but I really haven't had any opportunity to sit down with the union leadership.
Did you feel the same way about the fire endorsement early on?
Well, once again, if you don't have an opportunity to sit down with these folks and give them, you know, your ideas and things that you think would make their lives better and the department better, you kind of wonder what the voter's going to think about the endorsement and how much it's going to be discounted. Especially when you've got a lot of rank and file members calling you, talking about ideas and things.
How would you characterize the fact that they disregarded both you and another opponent in the mayor's race?
Well, it appears that they had their choice made early on. The mayor was able to use tax dollars to give large raises to these folks, and they work hard and they put their lives on the line every day. It's not that they don't deserve raises. It's just that it seems like a deal was made with the union leadership early on, and I just think that the voters would have appreciated to have all three of us had an opportunity to at least talk to the membership.
Busy week in the mayor's race. You did some financial reporting on Friday. Moving forward, this Wednesday, there's a forum with the Albuquerque Economic Development Board. How are you preparing for that, and what do you want to tell them?
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, and you know, I'm preparing by just doing the same things I've been doing the whole race so far, and that is just lay out my ideas for Albuquerque, give them an idea of what kind of an administration I want to have, talk about, you know, building a brighter future for our kids in this town, moving Albuquerque forward, building on what the predecessors have done, and just really building a first-class administration to City Hall.
Thank you for your time.
Peter, thank you.